Went to London, took the dog, a diary, written and read by Nina Stibbe. But it's no use, says he. Force, hatred, history, all that. That's not life for men and women, insult and hatred. And everybody knows that it's the very opposite of that that is really life. What? Says Alf. Love, says Bloom. James Joyce, Ulysses. Who's who? Cast in order of appearance. Some names have been changed. Peggy, dog. Alfred Nunny, Alf, Alfie, son. Eva Stibbe, daughter. Victoria Goldberg, sister. Fiona Holman, farmer. Stella Heath, friend from Thames Polytechnic. Mary Mount, editor of Love, Nina. Satnam Sangira, writer, former lodger. Deborah Mogark, writer, landlady. Nick Hornby, writer. Elspeth Allison, mother. Sam Frears, I was his nanny in the 1980s, now co-owner of Sam's Cafe. Kathy Rensenbrink, writer. Alan Bennett, writer. Meg Mason, writer. Georgia Pritchett, writer. Mary Kay Wilmers, MK, former boss, former editor of the London Review of Books. Rachel Dearborn, writer. Abdul Kayam Alvi, co-owner of Bubbles Laundrette. Stephen Frears, director. Quinn Cunningham, friend of Eva and Alfred. Misty Radnitz, friend from Leicester. Mr. Holt, stepfather. Sophia Langmead, artist. Yusuf Rechman, boyfriend of Eva. Jeremy Stibbe, Jeb, brother. Anya Ostwald Harper, friend of Eva and Alfred. Becky Shields, friend of Eva and Alfred. Carolyn Hart, cookery writer. Tommy Beaumont, godson. Nargis Alvi, co-owner of Bubbles Laundrette. TDB, ex-boyfriend. 20th March 2022, The Old Parsonage, Leicestershire. Victoria's smallholding, though idyllic, is hardly compatible with the writing life. There's always something real going on. Yesterday, e.g., one of the ewes had gone into labour, and Vic, who was supposed to be giving me a lift to Waterstones for a bookproof drop, had to get the lamb out, pronto. But because its legs were back, and then there was an undetected twin, the ewe needed help and then a tonic, and so it went on. This morning, Vic was needed to direct traffic after a trailer shed a load of slurry, and later, a farmer called Johan something turned up in a red boiler suit with two homeless tups, which had to be looked over in the crush. Vic and Fiona are going to keep one each, but not tell Jeff. Later, Lumo's paw accidentally knocked over a cup of coffee which splashed on my keyboard, and I had to put it upside down. Vic was burping him like a baby, 38.6-kilogram retriever, which he has to, otherwise he can puff up like a balloon due to something medical. The hens, currently under netting because of an avian flu epidemic in the UK, need various foodstuffs, and their eggs have to be collected in a certain shallow bluey-green bucket, and you have to talk to them by name or they feel affronted, and that can lead to them going off, not laying. I haven't yet written my piece on female friendship, saints or psychopaths, for Oprah Daily, but I did move a stack of logs which we believe a fox was using as a leap-off point to clear the electric fence that would stop a rhino into the duck compound. One duck killed already, and it can only have been a fox. I worked quickly moving those logs, filling the wheelbarrow so full it got a flat tyre. I imagined the fox in the hawthorn hedge, watching me toil like Pa Ingalls, but in Sweaty Betty yoga pants. Stella's Grow Your Own oyster mushrooms are a waste of time and money, she says, but she has read and approved my article on friendship for The Grawn, in which I mention the time she karate-kicked Alfie in the throat in 2011. 21st March. Put Vic off getting a bean-to-cup machine by reminding her that her favourite coffee is Kenco Colombian freeze-dried. 23rd March. London. Joanna Pryor's leaving due at Penguin Publishers. Met up beforehand with Mary Mount, her wearing a khaki jacket that also comes in black.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?